It's known as the one-stop shop, and it was to give state governments greater control over project approvals. But when the former coalition tried to push through amendments to the EPBC, that's the Environment Act, it was stopped dead in the Senate. Now the resources industry is hoping a new Senate lineup will give them another bite of the cherry. Kane Moyle from the WA Chamber of Minerals and Energy says the government's own findings support the move.
There's actually Department of Environment modelling which has found that the one-stop shop could deliver efficiency savings of nearly $500 million annually for those that are going through the project assessment process while still maintaining the same legislative standards from a federal Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act.
The one-stop shop, how much was achieved when the previous Abbott and then Turnbull government was in?
Well, a lot of work went into the mechanics of how this process would actually function. Assessment bilaterals, which are the first components of a one-stop shop, which allows for an assessment to be run through the states, are complete. But for an approval bilateral, so that's delegating decision-making back through the states, requires an amendment to the federal environment laws. Now, that got stuck in the previous Senate.
How close a call was it when the changes to the EPBC Act didn't pass the Senate last time?
There was a deal done between the Palmer United Party and the Greens to not support this legislation. It was on the back of getting an inquiry up into the Queensland government, which was a particular bugbear of Clive Palmer. So there were some vested interests, I guess. Hopefully a lot of that has been, I guess, cleared out with this new Senate and we start afresh in negotiating, you know, this important legislation.
Isn't this entirely moot if Labor get in? Labor, late in the election campaign, announced a policy where they reiterated that they wouldn't go along with the one-stop shop, the devolution of some environmental oversight to the states, and no change to the EPBC Act. So it may not even be put up again.
Correct. It is the Labor Party's policy that they will not support the delegation of approvals through the states. However, they have said that they would support some form of assessment bilateral, which isn't, a full one-stop shop in a sense. But you must remember that this was once Labor Party policy as well. Back in 2011-12, Julia Gillard took this to COAG.
It's interesting that you're hopeful, you're very optimistic, given that it was also Labor policy to reduce company tax, but they've done a complete backflip on that.
Well, things can change, obviously, and whatever happens out of the election result, we'll look at presenting and prosecuting our arguments from an industry point of view for what's the best for the nation and also for the resources sector. It's been demonstrated that this will deliver efficiencies. Efficiencies for industry means more investment. It means they'll be looking to develop projects in Australia, which means more jobs and an improvement to economic conditions, which I think would be attractive to any government.
To any government? Well, the Greens have entrenched opposition to this particular change. There's no way they're going to support it. If Labor joins with the Greens or brings some of those on in the event of a hung parliament, you haven't got a hope, really, have you?
Well, we're still looking to see what is the outcome from the Senate. And with this Senate electoral reform, no one really knows the extent of the outcome yet until all the counting is done. But in all likelihood, we will see a reduction of the Greens' representation in the Senate. One, possibly two seats reduced there, which will be interesting to see where that sits from a balance of power point of view.
The arguments remain that what this means is a reduction in oversight of environmental management in mining operations, and also the Greens have made it very clear they don't believe that there is enough people, in fact, even in the departments to deal with this.
I just simply don't buy that argument. I think that in terms of what's been constructed with the one-stop shop, yes, it's more an efficient process, but it is still the same federal legislation that the states and territories are required to abide by. There's no reduction in environmental standards. It's just making a process more efficient.
Obviously, you're coming from a resources angle because you're from the Chamber of Minerals and Energy, but this does apply also to any project, doesn't it? Be it infrastructure, be it a rail, be it the building of an airport.
Yes, it's not just the resources sector which intersects with federal environment law. It's very broad, picks up a whole range of other industries and developments. And the triggers that occur under the federal environment law can be incredibly wide-ranging and wide-reaching. But predominantly it is the states who have responsibility for environmental assessment and approvals. Their remit is much broader than the Commonwealth, and the logical place that you would look to position a streamlined assessment and approval process.